This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. The long race for North Carolina's 9th congressional district is about to come to an end. Election Day is next Tuesday, and ahead of that, we look at claims made against Democrat Dan McCready and his Republican opponent Dan Bishop in this fact check of North Carolina politics. Joining us to assess those claims is Paul Specht of the Raleigh News and Observer. Good morning, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with a tweet from President Trump. He'll be campaigning for Bishop in Fayetteville on Monday, and he tweeted last week, McCready believes in open borders and sanctuary cities. So first, let's look at the open borders part of that statement. Do we know what Trump was basing that on?
We do. We reached out to his campaign, and they suggested the thought process behind that tweet is because Dan McCready supports the pathway to citizenship for Dreamers. And as a reminder for those of us who can't keep up with all the immigration debate, Dreamers are people who are immigrants who were brought to America as young kids. And so they don't really have another country to call their own. And so that was the main accusation, if you will, behind the word open borders. But otherwise, we struggled to find anything in McCready's language or his website or his actions or anything that suggested he has endorsed open borders.
So is it fair to say McCready believes in open borders?
No. And we talked to experts about this too and showed them some of his quotes. He's been quoted saying that he believes it's not necessary to have a wall across the entire southern border. He likes to say that he wants to deploy some of the technology that he used in Iraq when he was a Marine at the border. He wants to improve surveillance technology to just make Border Patrol a smarter agency, smarter technologically speaking. So no, it's not fair to say that he supports open borders.
What about the claim that McCready supports sanctuary cities?
That's where Trump has a little bit of a point. Sanctuary cities is sort of a squishy term that refers to any city that doesn't cooperate with immigration authorities. Historically, it's meant that city councils and county commissioners and people like that demand that their police chiefs not comply with federal immigration authorities. But in North Carolina, that type of sanctuary city is banned. In this case, what Trump's campaign was referring to was McCready's stance on what's known as House Bill 370. And your listeners may remember that. It would have required North Carolina sheriffs to comply with ICE detainers. An ICE detainer is when they ask sheriffs to hold on to someone that they believe is eligible for deportation. So here, Cooper vetoed that bill, and McCready said that he believed Cooper's veto was, quote, the right move. He hasn't said much beyond that, but he doesn't believe that sheriffs should be forced to comply with ICE.
So how do you rate the sanctuary city part of this tweet?
I would rate the sanctuary city part of it half true. The one piece of legislation that deals with sanctuary cities or sanctuary policies, he came out in favor of sheriffs. And so I would give that a half true. But then when you pair that with the open borders claim, where we could find no truth, that statement gets overall a mostly false.
Okay, so let's shift to a claim McCready made about healthcare policies Bishop supports. McCready tweeted last month, quote, Bishop doubles down on removing coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. Under sham association health plans, insurance companies don't have to pay for medications for pre-existing conditions. So first, what's McCready talking about here?
He's talking about a bill that was recently ratified and approved into law called the Small Business Healthcare Act. And it's part of this new breed of healthcare plan that Donald Trump approved in the first couple of years of his presidency. And the gist of these plans is they're eligible to small businesses and contractors or people in specific professions or industries who want to band together and create a group. I would say union, except North Carolina is not a union state. And then those people can apply to have one of these small business healthcare plans. They're known as association healthcare plans. And the benefit is they cost a lot less typically than an ACA healthcare plan, something through the Affordable Care Act. And there's a reason for that, because the association healthcare plans aren't required to cover as many essential healthcare benefits. And that's what McCready's referring to is when he refers to sham healthcare plans, he's referring to the association healthcare plans not covering as much.
So what's your verdict on this claim against Bishop?
We rated it half true because Bishop is right. It does protect people with pre-existing conditions, or it allows them to sign on to these plans. But in the long term, experts say they cannot be guaranteed coverage that they absolutely need.
Well, thanks, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
That's Paul Specht of the Raleigh News and Observer. His fact checks are part of a collaboration between the newspaper PolitiFact and Duke University's Reporters Lab. And you can hear him Wednesdays on WFAE's Morning Edition.